Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together around your word. Thank you for your grace and your goodness and all of the promises you've made to us. We pray that you would challenge and motivate us to new heights spiritually, and that we would live pleasing lives in your sight, Father. And we just ask that you would minister to those that were mentioned this morning. Answer these prayers according to your grace and mercy, and we thank you and pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So again, we've been on the True Faith series that Pastor put out, and when we finished up last week, we were talking about David. This was under the heading of faith in relation to feelings of insecurity, and how we all, as we, you know, from the moment we're born into a group, and from that group we derive that sense of security, of safety, of protection. And many of us, if not most of us, have had those feelings kind of chipped away at, whether in the family or from, you know, the society, the people that were around. And as that's been chipped away, it's created this sense of insecurity inside of us that becomes kind of a status quo anxiety or fear. And that fear, that it, you know, some refer to a like unbelievers having a God-shaped hole in their heart, right? But it's this sense of insecurity, this sense of fear of not being protected that we all have as humanity. And God created us to be communal creatures. And even Adam, when he was created, being by himself, God saw that he needed someone, so he created Eve. And that concept of community, that first group was God, the Son, or the second member of the Godhead, and the Holy Spirit. That was the very first group in existence. So there is the group concept has been in existence for eternity. And God brought Adam and then Eve into that group, which they lost when they sinned, when they ate from the tree. And so they were instantly thrust into that sense of insecurity, of fear, going out into the wilderness and having to fend for themselves. And we have that very same hole, that lack of security, that lack of protection inside of each one of our psyches. And we try to come together as groups. We try to come together as clans, as communities, to give us that sense of security. But we're really replacing what God had intended with the flesh. Our human nature of wanting that community that God created in Adam from the very beginning has now become this, you know, this sense that has caused people to clump together. I mean, in schools, you have different cliques, and those cliques are groups of different kids that have some similarities amongst each other. And, you know, that if they, one of the individuals is shunned from that clique, they feel ostracized, they feel vulnerable. And that vulnerability will drive them to likely another clique. But we were studying David last Sunday and how he was essentially ostracized from his family. His brothers were all big and strong and they were warriors, and, you know, the really kind of the gleaming high point of the family to his mom and dad. And then he was the young one, the pipsqueak that shorter than the rest of them, and he got sent out to pasture. He got sent out to the sheep to really kind of fend for himself. And as threats arose, you know, the lion, the bear, he had to deal with those. And if he were just strictly dealing with those things in his own human flesh, he probably would have piddled himself and run home, and the sheep would have gotten, you know, destroyed by the predators. But when he was out there by himself, on his own, he realized he wasn't alone. And he realized this through studying God's word, through focusing in on the doctrines that are taught in the Bible. And he was able to develop that sense of community with the Lord. The Lord was his shield and his protector, his fortress. And that concept is what gave him the courage, the confidence to be out there on his own with those sheep, no one else around. And that's the same kind of confidence that we can have in our daily life. He was put outside the group, like I said, being put out to pasture with the sheep. And physically, he was alone. But he had learned to deal with the status of feeling alone, not being part of the group, by studying God's word, turning to Yahweh for his strength, shield, and protection. And he carried that very concept up into his life as he served God, as he became the king, you know, or even before that, when he was in the wilderness fleeing Saul. That's not to say that he was perfect at it. I mean, we read through all of the Psalms, the battle that was going on inside of his soul. Why are you downcast, O my soul? All of the expressions that he has throughout the book of Psalms of the turmoil that he's facing from all of the things that he's being subjected to by his enemies. But every time, it doesn't stop there. It always circles back around to God being his protector, God being his shield, God being the rock that he flees to, that he clings to. Now, in the tribulation age, the people of the world will give up on any concept of making God their security. Or if we look around at society today, it's pretty much wholesale given up on God. They've stripped him from our daily life as much as they possibly can. They separated the kids from anything God-related in schools. They tried to pull it out of the actual national anthem, not the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance. And in most schools, they don't even say it anymore, especially in California. Yeah, and that's great. Sadly, it's just a little pocket up here in the North State. But the majority of the state has completely thumbed their nose and turned their back on the concept of God and finding any security or protection in him. They all opt for a different group. Again, going back to the flesh, they're deriving their security from fleshly concepts, from worldly concepts. But here in the end times, the world as a whole will be their security, their social security system. And it's going to be offered to them by the beast. And they will be all too willing and eager to take the mark of the beast when that's offered, because it's one step closer to a sense of security that they will have. And this isn't anything new. Right after the flood, God commanded the people of the earth to scatter across the face of the planet. But what did they do instead? they all grouped together and decided they wanted to build the Tower of Babel. They all assembled under the head of Nimrod, the rebel, and he led them in all of this. And God had to step in to separate them like he had asked them to do to begin with, by confusing all of their languages so that they couldn't continue to group together. So then they had to separate into different groups. But they're still in their own groups. Now, to have a feeling of security, one actually has to have a sense of belonging. To one degree or another, we all have had that sense of belonging at some point or another, even if for only a little while. Most of us, it was from that original family group. And then, for one reason or another, that kind of evaporated or disappeared. Sometimes it was the fault of us individually, sometimes it was the fault of someone else in the family, but we lost that sense of belonging. And then insecurity and fear settled in. We thought we could recover it by getting married, starting a family of our own. And to a degree, maybe it helped, but not enough. Because we're still fearful. In fact, most of what we've been doing in our entire lives has been acts of trying to regain that sense of belonging, that sense of community or of that group, so that we could feel that sense of security and feel safe once again. The truth is that these are all stopgap measures. They're coping mechanisms, Band-Aid approaches for what we can never get in the flesh. It never actually gets to the heart of the matter. We believed and trusted that our families and our groups would protect us here on earth, but they let us down. And so we wandered around in our insecurity and fear, looking for something or someone who could help us. The truth is, only God can help us. We need to put our faith and trust in Him for that. When we're in our original groups, even if they weren't all that good, we still had a sense of belonging and security. We felt, even to some degree, we felt protected. Then we all had to leave that group. Maybe we had to go off and get married, or maybe go off to school or military. Maybe to go find work. We had the shelter, protection, security of the group. But then we got all grown up and had to leave it. Now we're out in the world all by ourselves, alone, exposed, vulnerable, and feeling insecure. And to one degree or another, afraid of all manner of things. There's so many things that are threats to our safety and security, to our actual being. So how do we handle that? Do we let our insecurities and our fears well up and get the best of us? Or do we trust in the Lord? Now, this basic problem's not a feeling that one belongs to a group. The basic problem is not feeling that one belongs to a group and the protection that one would expect or hope for in that group. It kind of goes like this. We start out with a sense of belonging. Sense of belonging. Then we lose that. which leads to not belonging, feelings of not belonging. And then that leads to feeling unprotected, which leads to feeling alone, exposed. And vulnerable. And that those feelings of vulnerability lead to feelings of insecurity. Insecurity and fear. Leads to mental torment. So this chain of events, a chain of feelings that we experience when we are put outside the group, when we feel that we are vulnerable, this chain helps us understand the dynamics going on. And from early on, we knew that we could not protect ourselves, not all by ourselves, that we need help from a group. And the old saying we've all heard is, you know, there's safety in numbers, right? And that's been impressed upon us from the moment we were born. It's been impressed upon the human soul from its creation that there is strength in the group. But again, God created a very specific group to derive our strength. And it wasn't from the people gathering together. It was us people gathering to God. In our flesh, we want to gather to our families, to our clans, to our tribes, communities, nations, all for that protection and security. Now, we will develop a sense of insecurity if we don't feel that we belong to a group. We need to feel that we are protected by someone that's bigger and stronger than us. And the group is an entity that is stronger than the single person. And so we turn to that group. In a sense, the group becomes a kind of idol, because we are trusting in the group for our protection. Anything that we derive some sense of security from that is not God has become an idol to us. The world out there poses all kinds of threats. Threats to the survival of each and every one of us. And we feel that sense of fear and threat when we're unprotected. And the believer, even the believer, if they get their eyes off the Lord, all those fears creep back in. We start operating in survival mode. But what the believer needs at the most basic level is to develop a new sense of belonging, not to the old group, but to the new one. At the deepest level of his soul, he needs to see that he belongs to God and his Son, Jesus Christ, and to a group of believers that extends back for thousands of years. It's not just a question of believing that God has the power or that God cares for us. It's also the developing of that sense that he or we belong to God and that we are under his protection. God has to become our new group. And once we as believers see that, now we really belong to God, and he has created this new heavenly group that we are a part of. And it doesn't matter what happens to us when we're in that state, because we know that, once again, we belong to a group that will never stop, God has promised never to leave or forsake us. So we don't have to worry that we will be ejected from the group. Even if we're threatened, we won't have that fear when we're in this particular state. We no longer will feel those insecurities because our security is now in Christ. Now, carrying this group idea just a step further, we begin to see how it relates to Christians and the problems that they have leading a separated life. Following the Lord and living by faith, these things are hard when we're trying to be part of another group. Remember, the ingrained condition of all people, including us as believers, is to that sense of being identified with a group. Not only for them to have that sense of security itself, but for identity as well. And for all of us, our primary group started out as the family, neighborhood, community, and so on. So it's easy to see why we as Christians would naturally gravitate to these things for security in our flesh. But if we go back to what really happened at our salvation, we see that when God saved us, he called us out of those things. Not just calling us out of the world system that we always talk about, but actually calling us out of our group. That made me think of Luke 14:26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. Now, that's not saying that we are actually to vehemently hate these individuals. No, we know that. It's just saying that whatever love that we have for them pales to the point of hate compared to the love that we have for God. We disregard any influence that they have on us, like we would to somebody that we hate. We don't follow after the group that we came from because we follow after the Lord. And we'll go ahead and stop here and pick back up when the kids are up from Sunday school. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for guiding us through this study and pray that you would bless it as encouragement and motivation for us in our own lives. We thank you and we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.